So this week's parasha is Parashas Ki Tavo. So Bezar Hashem, let's see. Vaya Ki Tavo El Haaretz, and it will be when you come to the land of Eretz Yisrael. Asher Adonai Elohecha Noten Lecha Nachala, which God your Lord gives you as an inheritance. V'yirashta and you will inherit it, you will like have dominion over it and sit in it. Okay, so always a parasha, the first pasuk in the parasha is really the whole content of the parasha. It's like a beginning of the parasha. So here we're talking about coming into Eretz Yisrael. Coming into Eretz Yisrael, what's the purpose of coming into Eretz Yisrael? So the whole purpose of coming into Eretz Yisrael, we have Yitzhak Mitzrayim, coming out of Egypt. We have, Matan Torah. The Jewish people receive the Torah. The next stage is coming into Eretz Yisrael. Coming out of Egypt, we were born as a nation. Then we had a Shlav, the 49 days, till Matan Torah, the 50th day, that we were being built as a nation. Matan Torah was our Kiddushin, like we became one with our Creator, right? And then, at Eretz Yisrael is living with our Creator. It's Nisuin. It's actually living, actively living with our Creator. And that's the purpose of the Jewish people, that in Eretz Yisrael is the Gilui of Shekhinah, is the revelation of the Divine Presence, right? And that's living with the Shekhinah. And the purpose of living in Eretz Yisrael is to be a light to the nations. Mm-hmm. That the Jewish people are living with the Creator, there's a Divine Presence, there's a Beis HaMikdash, right? So, what is now the first mitzvah that we commanded when we're saying when we come to Eretz Yisrael? So the first mitzvah, it says in the second pasuk, V'lakachtem ereshis kol pri adama, and you'll take from the first fruit of the land, asher tavi me'artzecha, which you bring from your land, right? Asher Hashem Elokecha noten lach, which God gave to you, God gave you those fruits. That's the important nekuda. V'samta batena, and you put it in a basket, v'alachta el makom asher yivcha Hashem Elokecha, the place in which God chose for you, l'shachen shmo sham, to that his dwelling, his name is dwelling there, either Beis HaMikdash. Ubata el HaKohen, and you came to the Kohen, Asher Yeh B'Yamim Ahem, in those days, V'amata Elav, and you tell him, Higadati Hayom L'Hashem Lokecha, I'm going to reveal today to God my Lord, Ki Bati El Aretz, I came to Eretz Yisrael. Asher Nishba Hashem El Avoteinu Latet Lanu, he promised my forefathers to give to us. He took the basket from your hand. He put it in front of the altar of God. And you said, like you answered and said, before God your Lord, Arami Oved Avi. And Arami, who's this Arami? This is Lavan. Want to destroy my father. And then we went into Egypt. V'yagosham v'matim ma'at, and we dwelled there a few in number. V'yusham legoy gadol atzum v'rav, became a great nation atzum v'rav in multitude and strength. V'yareu otanu amitzrim, and the Egyptians afflicted us. V'yanunu, and burdened us with toil, with avoda. V'itnu aleinu avodu kasha, and they gave us hard work. V'nitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoteinu, and we cried to God our Lord. V'yishma Hashem et koleinu, and heard our voices. V'yayat onyeinu v'tamaleinu v'lachatzeinu, heard all our troubles. V'yitzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim, he took us out from Mitzrayim. V'yad chazaka b'zuranu tiyu amurah gdol v'otovtim, with a strong hand, etc. And with Nisim, the Ten Commandments, Ten Makot. V'yivyeinu el makom hazeh, he brought us to this place, Eretz Yisrael. V'yitein lanu t'aretz hazot, he gave us this land. Eretz Zarat Chalavud Vash. Because of the whole history of the Jewish people, you always bring a fruit. Just bring a fruit. And you're going now, thousands of years ago, hundreds of years ago, you're telling all that happens. The whole of Jewish history. On this one fruit you bring to the Beit HaMikdash. Right? Vata inevetit reshit priyatama. I brought this priyatama.
Question. What is the word? What is use the word vihigat?
That now we bring these first fruits, right? And we place it in front of God. And we bow to God. V'samachta, and we're happy, b'chol atov asher natan lacha, Hashem elokecha, ulevetecha, which God gave you to your house. Ata v'alev ager, asher b'kibercha, and the ger that's in your midst. So, we just arrived in Eretz Yisrael. What mitzvah are we being given? We're being told, remember what Lavan did to your forefather. You want to destroy him. That you went out into Egypt and we had terrible conditions. We were afflicted. And God took us out of that. With miracles. And now we came to Eretz Yisrael. And when I'm bringing this fruit, and I'm bringing it from the first of my fruit, and bringing it from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm remembering my whole past. I'm remembering where I came from and who brought me to this fruit. It's just a little fruit. It's a basket of fruit. Ribbono Shel, what a big scene you're making in a basket of fruit. But that basket of fruit is when we come to Eretz Yisrael and it's all going fine for us. We have Parnassa, we have our fruit, we have a BMW, smoothie, right? We have all these things. Planet Smoothies, hopefully not here, right?
Yeah.
We have it all. We have all what we need. What's the first thing we forget? Forget a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like it says, Parshas Ekev, Ubatim Tovim Baniti, you build nice houses. Nice cars, Beverly Hills, neon lights on the what's it called, trees, right? You have it all. What happens when you have it all? You can forget. So Kodesh Baruch Hu takes your first fruit, come to the Beis HaMikdash, and remember where you started off. And remember all the afflictions, and who got you out of those afflictions, and who gave you this land. That's what it's about. It's about you can forget. Inish, the word for inish, for person, is a losh nish, in Aramaic, it's losh v'shichacha, for forgetting. The nature of a person is to forget. That's why we need to be reminded. We need to be reminded, especially when things are going so good. We're in Eretz Yisrael. We're benefiting from the land. We just arrived. Or if we didn't just arrive, this is the first mitzvah. The first mitzvah is to remind ourselves of this matana of Eretz Yisrael, this present of Eretz Yisrael. And I say to you guys, there's millions of Jews out there, millions of Jews, who or don't even know they're Jewish, or don't even know what the Torah is. And many of us could have been like those many millions of Jews, lost, marrying all sorts of people, doing all sorts of things. They've lost. You, because once something happened in the past, and that triggered something else, and triggered something else, and you could write your whole history about how you got here, and if one of those little events were taken out of that history, you wouldn't be here. And you're here. And you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you're learning Torah. And you've got as many meeples as you wanted as well with it. And you got air conditioning, and you got great rabbis. And you know, it's, right? Think of the chesed that Kodesh Baruch Hu's done to you guys. What a tremendous chesed. Do we live with that every day? Do we have our own little bikurim that we remind ourselves of the chesed? And if we did have, it would be so good for us. Because we would feel so indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to do something with our lives for Him. That's what the parasha of Bikurim is. That's why entering Eretz Yisrael, when we got all that the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised us. He promised our forefathers. We have to be reminded. There's a chance of going astray. And that's why the parasha goes on. I mean, it speaks about Maisa, right? You have to give Maisa to the Get Levi. The Levi represents the people learning Torah. Lord, like the Rambam says, Ele Hilcha Shmita, No Rak Shevis Levi, Ko Baya Olam, who mekadesh themselves to learn Torah. You have to give those people, the Yatom, the orphan, the Almana, to the widower. Don't forget these people. Don't forget them. Don't forget the people who are in need. Right? And then, what are we speaking after in Shlishi? Right? Then we keep the mitzvahs. We have to make sure we keep the mitzvahs now. The Kodesh Baruch Hu comes. Right? And he reminds us of what happens when we keep the mitzvahs. And what happens if we don't. We just had Bikurim. Bikurim was there to remind us. But we obviously need another reminding. So there's Ha'grizim, Ha'eval, those standing for the brachas, and those standing for the klalas. And we go through a whole list of brachas and klalas. And the brachas are shorter than the klalas. I don't know if you've read this. You guys have read this? Just look at the parasha. It says... says here. Tet, starts with Tet. Vaydeber Moshe v'Kohanim v'Leviim el Kol Yisrael lemo. Hasket, listen carefully. Ushma Yisrael. Hear the Jewish people. Hayom hazeh niyet el ha'am. You became a Jewish people. L'Hashem Elokecha. V'shamata b'kol Hashem Elokecha. V'asita mitzvotav. You listen to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're doing His mitzvahs. V'et chukav asher anochi mitzavech hayom. Right, I'm going to skip. And then it says, "Ve'ele liyamdu levarechtam al ha'grizim." These will stand on ha'grizim to give the people a bracha. V'chule. "Ve'ele liyamdu al ha'klala b'ha'eva." These will stand for the klala on ha'eva. Tesvov. And now it starts. "Va'anu levim va'amru et kol ish Yisrael kol ram." Aru ha'ish asher yaseh pesul maseicha. Avodah zorah. Makle aviv v'imo. Right? Who curses his mother and father. The Gvul of Re'ehu. It's going through all different Arurim, all different things that a person shouldn't do. With an Aru, with a Klala. Yeah? It's going through all of them. What is it there for? What are the Klalas there for? So Chazal tell us that just before Rosh Hashanah, Tichle Shana B'Klaloteya, that the end will finish its Klalas, it's the bad thing of the year. Should finish with it. We don't want any more of these things. But what are the klalas for? The same thing Bikurim is for. Keep up on our toes. Like it says in Parshas Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Lokechem. It's a hemshech. So, in the Parsha it says there that the Jewish people, right, saw all these klalas, they got scared. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, after all these klalas, you're still standing in front of us today. You're still around. All these klalas that were mentioned in Ki Tavo, but you're still around as a Jewish people. Why? Because these klalas, these isurim, these bad things are there to keep us as a nation. Not only the bad things of the Jewish people, but the bad things in our own lives. Those things which seem bad. They're there to be mekayim us. They're there to keep us on a straight way. We wouldn't need those things if we did Parshas Bikurim. Parshas Bikurim, if we did Parshas Bikurim, we wouldn't need those things. Because if a person gets up every morning and he says Birkas HaShachar properly, he says his morning blessings properly, Hanoten lesechvi bina. He gave the tarnigol, the chicken, right? Bina. What do we get this, right? To tell between day and night. It means he gave you the ability to think. That's the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. Right? Thank him for that. You got up in the morning. Modeh ani lefanecha. You got up. Nah, getting up's natural, you know. Getting up. He returned your neshama to you. Modeh ani lefanecha. You went to the toilet, okay? You know what it's like not being going to the toilet? Okay, you saw these people have those bags on them. They can't eat everything. Forget it. You can go to the toilet normally. Your bowels are working. Unbelievable chesed. Elokai, neshamish netatvi tohorahi. He gave you a pure neshama. Just think what we're saying when we get up in the morning. Poker Ivrim, you can see. You're an iver. What? The eyes see? Eyes don't see. Just a camera. Camera sees? Camera doesn't see. The person looking in the camera sees. Who's seeing? The neshama that he gave you to see. You can see. You can walk. So kef kfufim. Malbish Aramim, you have clothes. Do we really appreciate everything we say in the morning? That's how we start our morning. We start our morning with Birkas HaShachar. The most basic things that we have, we don't appreciate. We all say it. We're all from Jews, you know? We have nice kippahs, white shirts, tuxedo, right? We're all from Jews. We get out of the word, da, 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 boom. Next part. I did it. Yeah. I did it. Tick. I did it. Tick. The next one. What's Bikurim? Remind yourself every day. That's Birkas HaShachar. Remind yourself every day. Say it with intent. That's very hard. It's very hard for us to say brachos with intent. You know, we fill our plates with salad and all the other stuff, right? And the meat and the whatever, and we eat. I make this little bracha. Shakol diyeh b'dvaro. That's it. It doesn't take long. We're already from. We know to tune in. Boom. 0.01.8 seconds or something like that. No, I'm just joking. We can do it quick enough. Then we spend half an hour, 15 minutes eating our food, right? Take a little bit of time and say in the bracha. Appreciate. You can taste good food. You have good food. Some people have good food, they can't taste anything. Some people don't have food. You have good food and you can taste it. And you're satiated from it. And there's more left over. So you don't feel you have to eat too much. It's a tremendous bracha what we have here. Tremendous bracha. That's what it means to be an inish. An inish means to forget, like I said before. So when we have, living in Eretz Yisrael, we have all this good, or in our lives, start being serious about your brachas. Start being serious about Higadta Rabincha. No, to reveal. Why is it a revelation, this? That's what you asked. It's a revelation. Because we forget. The nature of humanity is to forget. To forget what he's here for. So the first way is to have a recognition of what we have. Chas v'shalom, if that doesn't work, then we have the brachas and the klolas. And the klolas are there to imamid us, to put us into shape. Sometimes it's hard for us to realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's hard for us to appreciate all the good. So sometimes, you know, a little patch here, or a little bit thing happens here. And then you feel bad about it. And then he makes you they go away. And you feel great. Oh, wow. Amazing. I feel good now for a few moments. And you start thanking Kodesh Baruch Hu. You started thanking when it was difficult. But that's what it's about. That's what this parasha is about. There's two ways to not forget. Or Bikurim. Your Birkas HaShachar, your Brachas. Or Isurim. Or the Klalas. Which one would we prefer? Come on, guys.
Brachas.
The Brachas. So we have to reawaken in ourselves the appreciation for life, the appreciation for the simple things. So I recommend, let's finish up with something practical. I'm going to explain to you one bracha. It's one bracha, we're going to pick one bracha. Let's get a sitter and we'll pick one bracha. So the first thing we're going to start with is modani. That means we're all going to try for 1 week just to have intention on our modani. So I'm going to explain it to you. It says, mode, what's mode mean? Mode comes from the word hoda'a. Hoda'a means to accept, to bow, so to speak, to be mode to someone means to accept. So what are we mode to? Mode ani lefanecha. I'm mode to you, Akadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm in front of you. What am I in front of you, Akadosh Baruch Hu? In front of you. Mode ani lefanecha. In front of you, I'm mode. Personal. This is personal. You're personally, so you just pop out those eyes, you wake up from, you know, your dream, right? You just pop out your eyes, you're tired, you're saying, Mode ani lefanecha. I'm in front of you, Akadosh Baruch Hu. Who's Akadosh Baruch Hu? You know, this is a strange thing to do as soon as you wake up in the morning. You know, you want to wake up in the morning, you know, give me a break, let me take it easy, you know? How frum do I have to be? You know, like, easy. Just get up, just open those eyes. What happens here? Melech Chai V'Kayam. He's an alive king who's there, always there. For who is he always there? For you. Shechezarta bi. You returned to me. He didn't have to return to you. He returned it to you. Nishmati. My soul. Bechemla. With a tremendous mercy. Rabba emunatecha. Great is your trust, is your entrusting. I entrusted my soul to you at night, and you returned to me to the day. Okay, so that's modani. So now, when we get up in the morning, for the next 7 days, B'zvat Hashem, we'll say modani with kavana. The rest of the stuff, you're parted from saying kavana. Say it nicely, but not with kavana like that. But modani, we're going to try and say with kavana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for being alive. You gave my soul back to me. Melech Chai V'Kayam. He's Melech Chai. And he's there. He's always there for me. That's a tremendous start. We have that realization of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. That's a tremendous thing.